What up, world?
Hey, y'all.
It's Queen Ears.
This is Saritha.
And this is
She be forgetting.
I don't know why. That's just the order. I don't know. So, guys, we are talking about something today that is, I think, plaguing a lot of people.
Really?
I do.
Okay.
Because I've been through it. And
okay.
It was that difficult. But I was just like, oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Everyone must know.
Yes. So we're talking about how to make sure that your work ethic doesn't suffer when you're in a job that does not challenge you.
Ooh.
So there was a period of time where I was working for this company, and I promise you, it felt like I just turned my brain off every day when I went to work.
Ooh-wee.
It was like really like, this is not healthy. This job is not stimulating me at all. And so I would have to do things to make sure that, okay, I've got these dope plans and I still have a career plan outside of here. How do I make sure that I'm not just losing all of these brain cells and not getting them back while I'm in this position?
Okay.
And I realized that it's super easy also to get comfortable being lazy in your job because you don't have that much that's challenging you. And then you can end up taking that into other areas where you actually want to do well and then find yourself struggling there. So I've had to, you know, in jobs since then, be like, oh, you need me to do things. Oh,
right.
Goodness.
What's not done?
Yes, so I gotta catch myself and find it back. So I just wanted to share a couple tips with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that I learned that I had to do was to find things that developed me. So even if I had an opportunity to maybe take a quick webinar or do some brain exercises with Lumosity, like anything I could think of to develop my mind as I went along, I decided, let me do that. I'm grateful now that I have a membership for like this career planning institute. And so through my job now, so sometimes when I have downtime, I'll be like, I got 6 minutes. Let me find a 6 minute webinar. And it helps to sharpen skills and things like that. Plus, I mean, when you go to get evaluated for a raise, and you have to kind of say something to dazzle your boss, it's like a really nice thing to be able to say, like, oh, by the way, took an Excel webinar today. And they're like, why? I'm like, because I could. They love that.
Right. One thing I also realized about like webinars and having access to things through your job is that, one thing, ask what you have access to.
Yes.
Because there are other things, other webinars within those systems that have nothing to do with the job you may have, but whatever you want to do, there may be plenty in that area.
Right.
I know we have like graphic design webinars.
Ooh.
And things like that you can look at, and it may not have anything to do with what you're doing right now, but if you know the plan for the future, you could hook yourself up.
Heck,
don't play yourself.
Heck yeah.
Yes.
I like it.
I love it. So we know that sometimes with the jobs that don't really motivate you, or maybe a dead-end job, or maybe a situation where it's just things you do for now until the thing that you want to do becomes available. And if you are in that position, let us know. Comment, like, subscribe, and all that stuff. So we can just be here for you. Be the shoulder you cry on.
Oh, yeah. Don't share the company name.
Don't.
Protect your life.
Oh, goodness.
As Belief would say.
Yes. Protect your income revenue.
Yes.
Stop that.
Because we are here like to be like girlfriends, but we're not like paying bills.
Not at all. You do not know where I work. You don't know that.
No, I didn't even want to say the name of the career planner.
Girl, you did. Thank you. Don't.
And it's not even our company. This is a general spot. And I was like, you know what? That's for the DMs. That's for the inbox.
No.
So
no, not
definitely.
Gonna take me out. Not today.
But we can totally, you know, sad face with you if you would like. So definitely drop it in the comments.
Yes.
Another thing I learned to do was to plan my day. Because I wanted to make sure I didn't lose my organizational skills either. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, I still had it in me to like set a plan and accomplish it. And so even if it was simple stuff, I would still plan my day, make a list of all the things that I needed to do. And then throughout the day, look back at my list and see how I was doing. And that helped me to practice productivity at work. Because again, if you're not being challenged and you don't have as much to do and you don't really have anybody who's checking for the work that you do, then again, it can be easy to be super lazy. And then you find yourself just all on the internet all day. But make it a point to make a list and try to get some stuff done.
Exactly. And if that doesn't happen at work, if you don't have the opportunity at work to make a list and to, you know, document what you're doing, try it at home. Just when you get home, give yourself a task to do, whether it be one or two things that you want to do right after work that can move you towards a goal. Even if that goal is cleaning up your house or getting groceries or something that continues to motivate you and keeps you productive, because you at some point you're going to be really busy, and if you don't know how to schedule a day or, you know, make tasks for yourself, you're just going to be out here with things to do and no ability to do them.
Absolutely. And just like Saritha said earlier about how these things set you up for the next position, you want that. Say if you're, you know, looking for a job while you're in this dead-end position again, keep it between us. But all of these skills actually help you, because that way when you go to the new place and you're like, okay, I'm not so out of practice. Mm-hmm. And lastly, what helped me a lot is, and I would definitely recommend this, it's always like the last step because it's so clutch. Get accountability if you need it. If you need somebody to just be like, hey girl, mm-hmm. every time we talk, you're coming home and you're just like watching Netflix. What are you doing with your life? It helps so much to have somebody there when you're like, okay, this is kind of what I'm trying to do. And they can kind of cheer you on or like check you if you're going left.
Very much so. I think that it's important to have someone, especially if you're something else that you want to do and it's outside of your regular job, someone who is like, hey, remember that goal? Remember that dream that you had? Are you moving towards that, or you just forever just want to be a writer and you just never write? Or you want to be an actor, or you want to do something, you're not taking a class, you're not, you know, getting prepared for that. You have to prepare for your dream, or else when it comes, you're just not going to be ready. And you're going to be like, the bridesmaids?
Bridegrooms? No,
yeah,
no,
the bridesmaids. It's the girls.
Bridesmaids.
Virgins. The chicks.
Them.
Who didn't have any oil when the bridegroom came. They tried to go buy something. By the time they got something, it was already in the gate. And they was just
thirsty girl.
They couldn't even be part of it. You don't want to miss it. Don't miss it.
Absolutely, because opportunity could come at any time. Saritha and I remember, had a conversation about this potential idea for this podcast. And I was like, here, tell your friends and maybe you guys can do it.
She really did. She was going to pass out the whole idea.
And then, Saritha randomly called me one day in August and was like, hey, you still want to work on that podcast? And we sat down, had a meeting, and we're like, this is happening. And just that quickly, you can go from having nothing to do to all of a sudden planning a bunch of stuff.
Exactly.
And so it's important to keep those skills sharp, because just that quickly, you could be heading on a path that's exactly where you want to be. And what you don't want to do is mess up an opportunity to do the thing that you love just because you weren't equipped in the area of discipline and work ethic to be able to get that done. So guys, we really hope that this was helpful to you. We hope that if you're kind of struggling and super bored and your brain is fried at work, that you find some ways to kind of wake up a little bit.
Yeah, get it together. Unfortunately, you can't stay burnt out. You gotta go to the next thing. And if it really is that bad, get you a new job, bruh.
Yeah.
Just get a new job.
They are.
Don't
out
quit.
There.
Just like, you gotta overlap these things. Like, old job, new job. Don't be like old job chilling. New job. It's crazy in here.
Yeah. That middle space?
Rough.
Nah. And they ain't giving out benefits for that either.
No, they're not. If you liked this in any way, shape, or form, subscribe.
You loved it.
At all. If you only like the last 10 seconds, subscribe.
Yes, absolutely. And guys, be sure to also visit our website when you get a moment. www.cleanairshow.com. We have so many awesome, wonderful things there for you that can help you with all sorts of different things in life. And you get a chance to see what else we do, all the other things that we put on our list and checked off. So that's pretty cool.
All right. You want to see some accomplishments? Hit the site.
Yes, definitely. So guys, until next time.
Have a good time.
Bye.